Hello, geeks. Jack Munson here on the Facebook Franchise Podcast. I'm joined once again by Mike McDowell, my colleague and director of operations at Social Joey. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Hey, doing great, Jack. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I love the topic that we're about to get into here, really taking Facebook and social media back to the local level. Folks, real quick, Mike is a certified Facebook ad buyer and business manager. So we bring these tips to you directly from Facebook to make your franchise system's ads run more efficiently and reach more franchise candidates and consumers in the most influential space on earth. Mike, we're getting local again on Facebook and it feels good. Tell us about the new release that Facebook just rolled out.
Yes, I am so excited about this because I think it speaks to the core of what social media was designed to be. It's called Facebook Neighborhoods. It's a brand new product that Facebook just rolled out. It's been out in Canada for a little bit, but it just started rolling out to the U.S. And I think this is going to be huge for businesses and more specifically franchises that have local units that are brand new, local units that have been established but are in areas that are growing. I'm really, really excited about this product because it's going to be, I think, one of the most influential tools for local marketing that exists.
I love it because we kind of have gotten a little beyond of what social media was at one point, really talking about people directly in your community. And it's turned into this sort of global community, right? Which is nice, which is, you know, great to engage with people from all parts of the world. But I think the real power for franchise brands and the local franchisees is being able to reach those potential customers who live in my little town or who live in your suburb or who live in, you know, a certain neighborhood in Chicago or New York. And I think getting back to that specific geography is something that a lot of brands have kind of missed out on recently. So tell me more about how this works and what you're recommending people can do with it.
Yeah, so really it's a lot like what it sounds. Facebook is creating private areas for people that live in neighborhoods together. And that doesn't necessarily mean like they live in the same subdivision as you. It could, depending on how large your subdivision is and things. But even in smaller cities, it's talking about local communities around you. And so rather than just saying like, hey, we live in Chicago, it's going to get very specific to various parts of the city, or even as specific as if there's large neighborhoods, the specific neighborhood that you actually live in. And so Facebook has been doing a lot of work and has gotten some input. And it started out from, there's a lot of like HOA groups and things that exist out there that people are getting through. And so Facebook's kind of piggybacked off of that and said, hey, you know, we want neighbors to be able to communicate with each other and meet each other and know kind of what's going on. And so that's kind of the premise behind it. And then you have the ability not just to join like your particular neighborhood, but you can also pick some of the ones around you as well. So you can be as close-knit or as kind of diverse as you want to there. But it's essentially the idea is, hey, if I live in, you know, the southeastern part of my city and my neighborhood has, you know, 150 houses in it, or it's got 50 houses in it, and I want to connect with just those people and know like, hey, who's the guy down the street using for his lawn care? Or, you know, hey, who of my neighbors used as a plumber and that's, you know, good priced or whatever it is, right? This is a really great way for that to happen. And so I think there's a couple things from the brand side that makes sense here. Is number one, it's a great way to get your employees to buy in to what you're doing, right? Your employees should be great brand advocates. And so depending on where they live in your community, they can use Facebook Neighborhoods to continue to promote you, whether you're a restaurant or whether you're a plumber or whether you're, you know, in whatever type of service business or have whatever type of storefront, they can talk to people that live very, very, very close to them, and would be likely to visit your store. And so that's a really, really cool feature that I'm pretty excited about.
So the brand or the local unit itself as a business page, are they engaging in these neighborhoods, or is it only, you know, people with a personal profile?
No. Yeah. So the brand itself is not able to post. And so that's the thing I think that is so cool about it is it makes the interaction feel a lot more organic. Now they can, as long as the brand is set up correctly and all this different things, their page is correctly located and all of the features that they need to have on or on people. There's a discovery tab within neighborhoods where they can see like local businesses around them.
Oh, it's almost like a Yelp kind of thing where I'm looking for sushi in my community or something. Yeah,
exactly. Very, very, very similar to that. And so you need to make sure, you know, obviously have a Facebook business page, but beyond that, make sure that, you know, you're geotagging your area, or if you're a service-based business, that service area stuff is very, very important. If you haven't done that, it's very important that you go and do that. And then there's also going to be within this various groups and all kinds of different things like that that people are able to interact with and ask questions about. They're also adding in what everybody's probably seeing, the recommendations. Yeah. So people, instead of saying like, hey, I want recommendations from my friend group, they can actually use that same recommendations feature that's available in kind of the broader Facebook scheme right now. They can actually say like, hey, I want recommendations from my neighbors on who to use here. And so where I find that really cool is, hey, if you're, let's say, you know, you build fences, right? You're a franchise that does like outdoor work and you've built just an absolutely beautiful fence for somebody in the neighborhood and people love it. Guess what? They can use neighborhoods now to ask their neighbors, hey, who the heck built that fence for you?
Yeah.
Hire them, or who put your pool in, or, you know, who cut your grass, or, you know, there's so many different things like that, that you can use and do. And then the other piece that I think there's going to be a really interesting, franchise development play here, because if I'm a franchisor and I know a neighborhood would be perfect for my franchise concept, guess what? I can find people that live in that area now. To them. And so I think there's a huge franchise development opportunity here as well that you can really take advantage of, because this to me is going to be the new version of what local looks like on Facebook. It used to be about who are you connected to and your friends and getting in the local mom groups and all that stuff. But this is taking it to an even more detailed level. And if you've got people that are very strategic, and know how to do these things, man, I'm telling you, this could be really revolutionary, both from a consumer marketing standpoint, but more specifically, I also think there's a huge opportunity for FranDev here to be able to really focus in on some areas that you want to place units rather than just saying like, I need this zip code. You can say, hey, I want somebody from this neighborhood because I know that these houses are $500,000 plus and these people probably have, you know, money to invest, or this neighborhood has, you know, it's a gated community with $2 million homes. So they have the ability to open this very expensive type of franchise. And so I think there's just limitless potential there if you've got the right kind of people that can do that kind of strategy for you to take advantage of this and plug into to very specific people in very specific neighborhoods.
I think that's going to be really helpful, especially with the changes over the past 6 months or so when it comes to franchise development advertising, where we, you know, saw so many changes in the demographics and a widening of the geography of what you can target and household income and net worth and all of those things that have unfortunately gone by the wayside. Now, if we want to target certain neighborhoods, using this neighborhoods section of Facebook really makes sense all of a sudden again.
Yeah, absolutely it does.
And I think too, from a FranDev perspective, I just thought of this as you were talking, this is maybe not even something that has to be done from, you know, corporate franchise development headquarters. This is something that could be really helpful for those ARs or those local regional fran dev people who are out there in whatever state or whatever part of a state, and they're really on the ground developing new franchisees. They're the ones that could really go to town on this because they're actually in those communities and they know those communities, and they could start conversations with people in those literal neighborhoods that you know, maybe the corporate fran dev team back at headquarters might not have all of that insight as to exactly what neighborhoods they want to get into.
Yeah. And the other aspect of it there too is kind of like where you were going with that. I think these multi-unit operators, guys that own areas that, you know, we, I think one of the terms that we use is area developers, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
These guys that own bigger territories that other franchisees buy in underneath them. I think there's a huge opportunity for those guys to expand in that. And so, neighborhoods is going to be big, I think, for Frandev.
Yeah. And back to the employee engagement part of it, since it's not something that, that brands will go in and interact as the brand. Once again, Mike, as you and I always say, your employees and your team's social media is a gold mine. And we used to say that mostly about LinkedIn, because all of the engagement on LinkedIn, organically anyway, is really with personal profiles, not so much with business pages. And I can see that happening now over here on Facebook in this neighborhoods area. Mike, is there anything that that brands need to do outside of getting some good employees inside some of these communities? Is there anything that brands need to do to get set up so they could be part of that discovery tab or anything else within neighborhoods?
Yeah. So the biggest thing is, if you don't have your address as discoverable on Facebook, I know, and I know it's a catch-22, there's some businesses that have made the decision that they don't want to deal with reviews on Facebook, and they've unchecked that little box of, you know, show my address and physical location and things like that on their Facebook page. If you don't do that, you can't show up. And so that would be number one. I would also say number two, and probably the biggest hole that I see is more in the service area businesses. You know, Facebook rolled out the option for service area businesses to put their service area, and man, it seems like none of them did it, right? Mm. It's probably been one of the biggest holes that I've seen in the way specifically in franchising that service brands have responded to some of this stuff. And part of it is that most of them just aren't keeping up with little changes like that can ultimately be important. And, you know, it's going to, you know, come back to bite them if they don't get that done. So if you're listening, please have your franchisees or whoever manages your Facebook page go in and add your service areas, because it's going to be incredibly important as neighborhoods continues to roll out through the U.S.
Excellent. Great advice, Mike. Thanks once again for sharing with all of our listeners here on the Facebook Franchise Podcast. Folks, before we go, a quick note that I'd love to have you check out my column in the brand new June issue of Franchise Dictionary Magazine. This month, I'm revisiting one of my all-time favorite movies, The Founder, with Michael Keaton as the one and only Ray Kroc. We'll be discussing all of the awesome business lessons from that movie, and you can check it out today at franchisedictionarymagazine.com.